Seat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Seat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Good morning to you. It's 3 minutes after seven. It's Thursday, which means Friday is tomorrow.
Woohoo! Good
Can
morning.
Can we get a big clap
yeah.
for Friday tomorrow?
Come on. Welcome to Thursday. Welcome to a brand new day. Very quickly, missed this in the last hour. John was on to a show. Keep it going. It's a long drive today from Wexford to Carrick-Sloven in County Kerry.
Whoa.
Then Tarbert, then back to Wexford. John, we are here for you all morning. We're here till 10 and then the tunes continue. Can we just take a moment to explain to you? Obviously, you can't see us in studio this morning, but it's a big day at Beat HQ because today is dedicated to the one, the only Taylor Swift, everybody.
Well done, Taylor. We're having our very own Eras Day in work where each worker has to dress up as a different era of Taylor Swift or something to do with Taylor Swift. Show is, it's as I said, 4 minutes after seven now. Knee-high boots, tights and a skirt and a shake it off t-shirt.
Yeah, I've made my own t-shirt. It's DIY and I also have borrowed one of Killian's guitars. I have a teddy cat with me that I'm going to place on my shoulder. There's a little prize at stake, so we've gone all out. Now, unfortunately for Killian, he had to explain to me which era he was from and who he is. So go for it.
I think this is a great tenuous link. I was going to go for Matty Healy, but I didn't have a black suit on me at the moment.
And too obvious for you as well. Too obvious
for me. So I had a 1975 jumper, but I was like, that's laziness. So what could I do? So I went through Taylor Swift's, you know, enormous catalogue of music and I looked at my wardrobe and I said, oh, I've got it. So for those who are a Taylor Swift fan,
and if you're still listening,
I am wearing a red and black checkered shirt, some cargos and some dunks, and the aim was to be Ed Sheeran off Taylor Swift's Red album. You know, they had that one collab, Everything Will Change, or Everything Has Changed. So I think I look like Ed Sheeran. I just don't have ginger hair.
So far in the office, nobody remembers that collab, but look, Killian, we're with you, and he's got his electric guitar as well.
He's called Matty.
We'll fill you in a little bit more as the morning goes on, see who pops into the studio and what area they're dressed as. Anyway, all to come this morning, as well as another chance to play Beat the Bomb with Audi Waterford. We are also finding out whose bath I am in this morning with Tubbs and Tiles and Carl Hogan Wexford. And today's Daily Dilemma, I am glad to report, involves garlic.
Stand by, it's all to play for. Woo. Good morning to you.
The bank holiday, I have to say, and I'm trying to be a ray of positivity. I've looked ahead and the weather is going to be lovely this week, let me tell you.
You said that about the weekend and I was absolutely, yesterday now it was grand. But yesterday I was getting all my hopes up. Actually, do you know what my plan was yesterday? I said I'm going to go to Wexford Town for a little walk around the sunshine. Where was the sun hidden behind all those rotten clouds?
We had a bit of sun. You should have come down. Anyway, only a bit. The question that we put to you this morning was, what is the saddest or most pathetic food in your opinion? On the back of me last night sharing my multigrain sea salt quinoa corn cakes with Killian. Bernie was on. She said fig roll biscuits. I have to agree.
Enough of this fig roll slander. I think they're one of the hidden gems of the confectionery community.
Yeah, do you? Yeah. I didn't know there was a confectionery community.
Well, I tell you, fig rolls are very popular in that community.
Are they? Well, I don't like them.
I'll have you know. I tell you what's not popular in that community, to Larry anyway, is this biscuit.
Well, lads, has to be a plain rich tea biscuit. There's a reason you have to dip it into tea. Because it's absolute shite.
Larry, I disagree again.
Right, we have to get to the bottom of a certain response that I got to my Instagram post last night. And to tell us more is lovely Lisa in Gorey this morning. Good morning, Mrs.
Morning.
How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. Bright and early. What are you up to?
I'm putting on some contour now, contour on the cheeks. So
lovely. Oh, good
multitasking
woman.
Multitasking at its best.
Is that when you put like the kind of the darker makeup on the cheeks and on the noses and then you try and blend it in to make a little highlight shade? Thank you very much.
Lisa, I'm so impressed with him.
Oh my God.
It's balayage and contour,
so
the two terms I know.
She says she's so proud of you.
Thank you very much.
As
it's
well.
Called growth. I'm growing.
We are impressed. A Beat Breakfast travel mug for you, Killian.
Thank
Doyle.
You very much.
Right, Lisa.
Well done.
Yeah, good job. I put this on my Instagram posts or stories last night. What is the saddest, most pathetic food you've ever heard of? And you came back with an answer that I didn't see coming. You were the first to reply to my story. Tell us what it is.
So it's chicken and ham paste. And by the words of it, it is the bleakest thing you'll ever eat in your life.
Okay.
It's just horrendous. my, I remember it was only, I remember it was when I was a child, like, basically, my mother used to put on crackers for us, and it was the most horrendous thing. It's like dog food.
I mean, we've Googled it here this morning, and it's quite upsetting. So it's in a jar, is that right? Yeah, it's in a jar?
Yeah, it's in a little jar, like yeah. a tiny little jar. Yeah. So you think, oh, this little tiny jar is not going to hurt you.
Yeah.
No, it's absolutely, and like there's like a film on top of it. It's disgusting. And every time I think about it, I just want to cry.
Do you think this is still available?
No, I don't think it's gone. It's gone off the market because, like, obviously, it just caused everyone salmonella or something crazy.
It looks like it from the internet.
I literally don't know how we ate it, but like, we were only talking about it in work the other day, and someone said, "Oh my god, that is the worst, like, bleakest thing ever." And I was like, "I know."
I can understand why they've covered the complete jar with the packaging so you can't actually see what it looks like inside.
Oh no, you wouldn't want to see what's inside. No.
Okay, so you're still traumatized by it, obviously.
Yeah, obviously, I've got PTSD from chicken and ham paste.
I mean, I'd never heard of it, and I'm kind of glad that I got through my childhood without it.
You know, it looks like a bit of a pate kind of thing, but I'd say now, by the looks of it, it looks like there's going to be some bong off it.
Yeah, like, what did...
Oh, no, like, it smells like dog food.
And what did it taste like? Did it taste any better?
Dog food.
Okay. All right.
Dog food.
Okay, so we'll just leave it there. Let's just go through the rest of our lives, Lisa, without any chicken and ham paste, all right?
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Okay. Well, listen, happy Tuesday to you. Thanks for enlightening us this morning.
Happy
we really
Tuesday,
appreciate it.
Happy Tuesday.
Have a good one, darling.
Enjoy
bye.
Your contouring.
Yes. Bye, hon. Bye.
Bye. Beach talking about breakfast. This guy during the week. Well, not really. We're singing the Jason Derulo.
Hang on 1 second. Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
Anyway, go on.
Jason Derulo. As you said, you'd love to go see him live. Great performer. He's kind of like a mix between kind of Chris Brown, Michael Jackson, kind of Bruno Mars. That high energy, just pure pop, pure dance routines on stage.
I was going to say he has got the moves. Like and also because whoever was chanting, I still can't remember. Somebody was at the gig and they said it was brilliant. It's that you forget how many.
Hits he has. He has so many. Yeah. Riding solo, what you say.
Talk dirty.
In your head or in my head.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to put that on throwbacks. What a throwback. Anyway, great performer, but a lot of people left disappointed because Jason Derulo was doing one of his shows on his tour, and a TikTok has gone viral, as they always do, of a girl in the crowd who shared a video of Jason Derulo performing, but he stops halfway through, and this is what happens. I'll just let you listen to a little bit of it and see what you think, Sean.
Guys, I'm so sorry. But do you mind if I just go use the bathroom real quick?
And he's serious.
Yeah.
Boo. In the middle of singing, like,
and he runs off the stage.
Yeah, in the middle of singing Spicy Margarita, and he's just like, actually, I have to go to the toilet. This would totally happen to me. I have the weakest bladder, and when I start dancing, that's it. I'm gone.
Do you think, can you appreciate that of an artist doing it?
Well,
like,
no.
Because it's a long time. Like, Taylor Swift has, like, these compartments or, like, these buckets on the side of the stage,
loads of them do.
Or, like, they have suits that, like, you can pee in the suit. I know it's a bit disgusting for a Thursday morning. Sorry, it's 9:40, but they do have to urinate, I suppose.
I suppose if you're on stage for, like, a couple of hours and you have to drink water because you're dancing and you're moving and you're parched or whatever. But, like, he obviously doesn't have any contraption. I don't think I would shout out to the crowd, you know, hang on a second, just in the middle of one of my biggest hits. Yeah, I have to go to the loo. No, I don't think I would do that.
But you could wait till, like, the interval of the song and just go off and think it's like a costume change.
Well, it seems like a really strange thing to do, to be so honest and open about, like, your toilet.
Sure, if you're bursting, you're bursting.
I know, but, like, you're Jason Derulo. You can't be going to the loo in the middle of your set, like.
So there we go. Don't go to a Jason Derulo concert because he will go for a wee in the middle of a set.
Can I just say,
or number
right,
two.
And, oh, stop killing, please. That talk is banned. I have to say, right, I come in here and I do not go to the bathroom. I try not to go to the bathroom between 7 and 10. You never see me go. I don't.
No. I suppose some of the get-ups you do have on, like.
The get-ups? What do you mean the get-ups?
setups.
Like women's clothes. Like no, this is not like me attacking women right now.
Yeah,
this
go
is
on.
Just like so. If you're wearing a jumpsuit, I can imagine like if you like, especially being on air, like show you have 2 minutes in this song and then we have to talk on air. Like a jumpsuit, I'd say would take a good 5 minutes to get in and out of.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing I've said this on the show before, and anybody that's ever worn a jumpsuit or a play suit, you'll understand. There's nothing more degrading. There's no worse moment when you're sitting on the toilet and the jumpsuit is hanging around your ankles and you're just there. It's a low point in anyone's life. So I don't really wear jumpsuits to work. But yeah, you spot me going to the toilet. I don't do it during the show. I'm here. I'm present. I'm giving you my best shot.
It would be a bit creepy if I was watching you going to the bathroom.
Me. Exactly.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up. Do it.
We asked you the question, what are you not embarrassed to say you own? Possibly some people think that you should be embarrassed or a little bit mortified by, but you're not.
Yeah.
Eddie is kicking us off with one of his most prized possessions in the entire world. Good morning, mister. How are you?
I'm not all right, and yourselves?
We're good.
Good.
We're good. We're good. Now go for it. What do you own that maybe some people think you should be embarrassed about, but you ain't?
Well, slippers.
Slippers.
Slippers. Are you not?
Yeah.
I find slippers, from a man's perspective, I know women love their fluffy socks and stuff.
Yeah.
I just find that they're very warm and they're very sweaty on my feet, especially the ones that have the fur on the inside. What, yeah. What kind of slippers are we talking about here now, Eddie? Because there's a whole range. We can go leather. We can go...
furry.
No, they're not leather, no. They're... I don't know what you call them. They're not fluffy, no, either, but they're... They're Marvel slippers now.
Oh, they're Marvel.
But,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And how old are they, Eddie?
Oh, no, I only got them there. The wife only got them there at Christmas time there for me. They're the first pair of slippers ever owned.
Oh. Now, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is it the fact that you own slippers that you should be embarrassed about it, or is it the fact that they say Marvel on them? Is that why you say they should?
No, I think it's the fact that I own slippers.
You've just reached a certain stage in your life. Can I ask you this? Have you answered the door in your slippers?
Oh, geez, no. They only go on there around, say, Jason, they come in the door, say, around 9, half 9 at night now, and they'll go on for a few hours before bed, and maybe an hour before I go to the door in the morning, but that's about it. I wouldn't go around wearing them during the day, actually.
I'll tell you what, Eddie, what will revolutionise your life is a pair of sliders. Socks and sliders.
No, geez, no.
Ah, Eddie, no, until you try it.
The young lad has a pair of sliders, and I swear to God, it drives me wrong looking at him wearing them. I don't know. I can't bear sliders or Crocs. No way.
Justice for my sliders.
We've had a couple of messages on the Crocs. We'll get back to that in a second. Eddie, look, I didn't want to say it right, but I just feel like you're a married man now. You've entered a new phase, and like that includes slippers. So, you know, I'm just going to leave you go on your way today, and you live your best life in your slippers, all right? We love it.
No matter.
Thanks, right. Eddie. I want to tell you about a burger that's hit the headlines, right? No ordinary burger, though, Killeen. Did you have a burger over the weekend, actually?
I didn't. Me and Megan were going to have chicken burgers yesterday, but we decided on homemade pizza.
I just don't like a chicken burger. Like, if I'm having... I went real Wexford there. Yeah. If I'm having a burger...
You love meat.
Gordon Ramsay has caused uproar among burger fans. It's called his next level burger, but some people can't get past the cheese on top of the bleeping mess bun, right? So, of course, he's very well known. He's an extremely successful TV chef, but he's launched his new beef burger. And a lot of people are unsure, right? So it's called the Next Level Burger. You can get it at his street burger restaurants. They are dotted across the UK. And the stack treat includes a smashed double beef patty. We're in. Yeah, we're in.
Patty, yeah. Double smashed, though. Is it all flattened? No,
it just says double beef patty. It's smashed, yeah, of course. American cheese.
I don't even know what American cheese is, but
just cheese, American cheese from America. onion and sriracha mayonnaise, and you will pay £18 for it.
For a burger that you can make yourself at home in
2 minutes. No, you can't.
Here's my problem with restaurant burgers. Don't get me wrong, some are lovely, but some try to go over the top. A burger is made to be simple. you know, just stick the hands around it and stick it in the gob. No. Put it in as far as you can, take a big, big bite, and there you go. Simplicity. Sometimes you go and they have this big stick in the middle of it.
Yeah.
You have to take out this cocktail stick and then they have this, all these like shaboozy type of stuff.
Shaboozy.
That's all I can describe it. It's a perfect word for everything. I just think 18 quid for a burger and you probably can't even like squash it down because there's so much stuff on it.
Oh.
Rotten mank.
I don't know.
I don't care if it's from Gordon Ramsay.
I like a big burger. I tell you one thing, right? You sound to me very similar to Tom's mum, and she's got a catchphrase, right? And do you want to know what her catchphrase is? She makes something at home, right? I love her. I admire her. She makes something at home and you'll be eating it and she'll turn around and she'll go, "That's as good as you get in any restaurant."
My mother does that as well.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's you now.
You wouldn't get that in.
Yeah,
beep, beep,
yeah,
beep.
Yeah, yeah. So you've just turned into Tom's mum.
Thanks. Is that like me saying I watched Strictly last night for you?
Yeah, pretty much. People who have tried the burger say that the sauces and juice were left pouring out the sides and that the cheese on top made it difficult to eat. He shared his creation with his 17.3 million Insta followers. And in the clip, he said the burger is topped with a... Oh, I like this. It's topped with a spoonful of mac and cheese. He said, "Treat yourself to a tasty next level smash stack this weekend at Gordon Ramsay Street Burger." I mean, look, I won't lie
to
you. Obviously, take to Instagram if you want to check it out. But like, people are commenting on the post. It does look a little bit messy, I'm not going to lie. But like, I'm okay with it. It's all going into your mouth. In some of the comments, right, it says... In your own words, Gordon, "What a mess. Looks like a right mess," said another. "Looks great until you put that white stuff on top." Look, people are obviously taking to social media to give their feedback and their opinion on as to what they think of the burger. I would say don't knock it till you try it. It sounds very expensive, but it is a Gordon Ramsay OG.
I tell you what, if anyone posted a TikTok saying "rate my burger" of Gordon Ramsay, he'd be the first on to go, "It's absolutely awful." He would.
Yeah.
Guarantee you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be paying 18 quid for a burger. Right.
We were talking about Gordon Ramsay's next level 18 pound burger, and Aisling in Tremor reckons hers is as good as you'd get in any restaurant. I am salivating here.
Picture proof as well.
Go on, talk to us. What's in your burger?
Right. So I get the mince, I make it all myself, and I throw in all my special seasoning that I throw into it to make it really juicy. Then I roll them into balls, and when I put them in the pan, flatten them out when I'm cooking them, so they're kind of a bit of a smash burger, but not a fully smash burger.
Okay.
Then I put cheese on them while they're in the pan, put a little bit of water in, put the lid over it. That gets the meltability on the cheese.
Meltability. See what she's doing here, Killian. Meltability.
I never questioned it. Sounds lovely.
Go on, keep going.
Then I stick the bun in the microwave for about 30 seconds with a little bit of water just to steam it. And then I put it all together with really crispy bacon, smoked bacon, them crispy onions that you get as well, barbecue sauce, and that's it.
Aisling,
are you okay over there?
Oh my god, honestly, your burger looks better than Gordon Ramsay's. What is on your side? What is also on the plate? I'm here for it.
That's and there are other shops available, but that's the beetroot coleslaw from Lidl.
Okay.
And home style chips from Tesco's.
Aisling, do you want to just make one now?
Yeah,
make
that we're at like, half two today.
Yeah.
So, if, you know, anytime is
no
glad to chop one in.
No problem at all.
I'm not lying. Yes. I'd pay 18 euro for what's on your plate, all right? I would. I'd give it to you.
Happy day.
Yeah. As good
as... husband's a chef, well, he'll be happy to hear that.
As good as you get in any restaurant. Have a great week, hon, all right? Thanks for chatting
to
us.
You too, bye.
Bye.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
And it's still stick season. Beat 102, 103.
It's just all year round at this stage.
Yeah. Every season is stick season.
Right, keep your good news coming into us. 085-102-9103 and your voice notes are welcome. Now, all this week on Beat the Bum?
Whoa! What is going on?
I've never done that before. Oh God. It's Tuesday after bank holiday. Let's try that again. All this week on Beat the Bum, we are teaming up with Audi Waterford, and their Audi Heritage Day is happening this Sunday, May 12th, from 11 to 4 p.m. And you can check out, this sounds cool, the exhibition of vintage and exotic models and experience their interactive display of the 1982 Sport Quattro WRC car. Sounds sexy, doesn't it? It was once driven by rally driver Michel Mouton. So you'll get all the info you need on audiwaterford.ie. So
can't believe I did that. And up for grabs this morning is a €50 one for all voucher, thanks to Audi Waterford. Overall winner, highest score of the week, will grab themselves a €150 voucher. So it's all to play for this morning on Beat the Bomb.
Yeah, not Beat the Bomb. Beat the Bomb.
With Audi Waterford. You want to play?
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up.
Do it. Bomb time.
This week we are teaming up with Audi Waterford. Their Audi Heritage Day is happening this Sunday on May 12th from 11am until 4pm in the afternoon. And you can check out loads there. There's vintage models, exotic models, and you can experience a fully interactive display of the 1982 Sport Quattro WRC car. All the info is on audiwaterford.ie. We've got a €50 one for all voucher up for grabs each day just for taking part in Beat the Bomb, and the overall winner will upgrade to €150 voucher, and 12 is the score to beat. And giving it a crack this morning is
Magella.
Good morning, Magella.
Hi guys, morning. How are you?
We're good. How are you, and where are you this morning?
Great. I'm in Tipperary. Well, actually, I've crossed the border to go to work in Kilkenny.
Okay, oh, all right.
And long way to Tipperary.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It is. Killian. It is.
Killian. Sorry about him. Sorry
where you are, Killian. Yeah. That's okay. It's no problem.
Tell me this. Do you mind us asking what work is, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm an accountant.
Okay.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure now on the math questions.
I know, yeah. I failed accounting in the Leaving Cert, just so you know.
My things would never balance, okay, Magella. Right. It'd never work out for me.
Yeah. I couldn't do whatever those two sheets were at the end when you had to get the same number. I just had two different numbers. And
it never happened. Yeah. Well, look, you're in the right game now, though.
Yeah, thanks.
We'll just keep him here.
Good idea.
Right, 102 seconds on the clock, Magella. 12 is the score to beat. The very best of luck to you.
Beat the Bomb on Beat Breakfast.
Magella, name the Australian actor who plays Thor in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Pass.
That's Chris Hemsworth. The song Waiting on a Miracle came from what 2021 Disney movie?
Pass.
That is Encanto. What is the biggest artery in the human body?
Your aorta.
Yes. How many days are there in the month of September?
30.
Yes. What meat is traditionally used in a shepherd's pie?
Lamb
is the right answer. What pop star has made the phrase "in their era" popular?
Taylor Swift.
That's right. How many letters are there in the word punishment?
11.
No, 10. Stone Cold Steve Austin is famous for what sport?
Wrestling.
Is right. What nationality is Calvin Harris?
English.
No, he's Scottish. The Carlton Dance is famous for appearing in what well-known 90s sitcom?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes. What is 20 times 10 divided by 5?
Oh, God.
I know.
40.
Is the right answer. Yay. Mo Salah plays for what Premier League soccer team?
Liverpool.
Is the right answer. What is the shortest month of the year?
February.
That's right. Pantomimes traditionally take place at what time of the year?
Christmas.
Yes. What is the French word for a library?
Bibliothèque.
Yes. Which Irish singer has had songs such as Better Day and Power Over Me?
Dermot Kennedy.
Yes. What year did JLS appear on The X Factor? Was it 08 or 09?
08.
Is the right answer. True or false, the Spanish word for sauce is a salsa?
True.
That is the correct answer. And do you know what? No matter what happened, as long as you got the maths question right, you could go into work.
Really important, wasn't it? Like, I have to keep the faith.
How could you walk into your accountancy firm this morning if you hadn't got the maths right?
I don't know. I'd get the door.
Do you want really good news this morning, Magella?
Go for it.
What do you think you got now?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Go on.
Go
on.
13? 13?
Tell you got one better. You got 14 points this morning, which makes you the overall leader for the moment. So if you can hold that score tomorrow, you will be upgraded to that €150 voucher.
Fab, thank you guys.
You're so welcome. Go into work with your head held high. Highest score of the week on Beat the Bomb this morning. Tell them all.
Thank you very much.
All right, have a good day,
bye,
missus.
Bye.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Killian is going to get it off his chest. He's had something that he wants to say to me for the last few days, and he's held it in until now. So now is your time to shine, my friend.
No secret that Show's Instagram or her own social media has been a talking point here on Beat Breakfast between myself and Niall sometimes. And you know what? It's great comedy sometimes in the evening. It's nice to, you know, get away from the Netflixes and the Disney Pluses and just, you know, check out Joe's Instagram, because there's some highlights there.
Yeah, chill out after a bit of Baby Reindeer. You know, you want to just yeah, like, exactly. a little bit of fluff in your life. Go on anyway.
So she has this idea of romanticising everything she sees on social media, whether that's Wexford, whether that's a coffee in Carlo. Like, what I had to laugh at, you went to Carlo yesterday, yeah. you met up with the lovely Dean, formerly yeah. Miss Parridge, had lunch, but she had a snap on her Instagram as a story, and it was just Tullow Street, but it was the filter that got me. Yeah. You had to filter it. You couldn't leave it in all its glory. You had to tweak it some way to make it, oh, I don't Carlo, know, arty. Rustique, yeah. Paris, ooh
yes,
la la.
Yeah, ooh la la.
Carlo is my Paris on.
Well, that was a lovely coffee shop that I was in, and I was on the street, and I have to say, I find, I don't know if you're like this on Instagram, but I find a Los Angeles filter makes it look very, as you say, exotic and continental. And I was sat outside, and when I put the story up, I was going to put the temperature up. It was 19 degrees in Carlo yesterday.
I know.
So anyway.
It's supposed to be 21 this weekend.
Your point is that you find, and it's okay, I'm okay with
cringe.
It. You find my social media cringe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
a
okay.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But that's the generation. Gap, I think.
I don't know if it's that, Killian, or it's just like, is it the male female thing? Like, I kind of find like every time I put a story up, no matter what it is, Killian just sends a laughing emoji. Like, it could be something serious or like not in any way funny, and he just laughs at me. So, funny. That is our question to kick off this morning. What do you find a little bit cringe on social media for whatever reason? We were chatting in the office before to Aoife and Audrin, and people crying and recording themselves was one of the things that came up. Yeah.
I hate that. It's TikTok is a big one as well, because it's a video based platform, and it's all about people sharing, like, I know you're probably saying I'm crying for attention, but I just need to say this. I'm like, why? Like, calm yourself down.
Yeah, but sometimes, like, I suppose if you are using it as a platform, you know.
Yeah, but no one wants to see it, like, snotting all over the place. Like, there'll be someone's a snot coming out of their nose. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
It just takes an awful lot more for me to cringe, to be honest with you. Do you know what I mean? Like,
that's
the factor
true.
Is like,
because you'll probably be one of those people.
I don't think I've got the tears. What about this one, which you told me last week not to do, or you told Eve when we were going to Olivia Rodrigo? People that record all of the concerts. Now, I did record a good bit, like, for her, because she wanted, like, to have memories of it or whatever. But people that are just literally watching it through their phone.
Yeah, now, I will raise my hand up. I'm a bit guilty.
Okay.
I say to myself, I'm not going to do it. But I like my Instagram. I like them for the grid. I like posting the concerts afterwards on the grid. Now, I do put up a few during the gig on the stories, but if someone is there all night with the gig up on their entire story, like, there's about 24 snaps and you're just flicking, okay, you're still in this song, okay, what's next? I just think, yeah, experience it, be there in the moment.
And also, the person watching on social media, like, following you, doesn't necessarily want to see all that.
I'd say the majority of people skip past my concert things, unless you're a fan of the band or the artist I've been to see.
I won't lie, I've probably skipped past yours. Final one before we hand it over to you. This is Killian's major ick, major cringe on social, dumps and lately.
Oh,
go on.
Don't get me started on the dumps. And it's not just you, show. It's a lot of people in this building, a lot of my friends love a dump.
I've never used the word dump. I've never put up dump. I don't like the word dump.
Why?
I don't want to do a dump.
Just associated with something else.
Yeah, that's all I think of. I don't want to put up dump on my social media. So I'll put up like April. And a star emoji.
April 24. The white heart. Wholesome. One word to describe April. Wholesome.
What's your problem with putting up their life lately?
I don't care. I know it's going to be how many days are in May? 30 days. How's September, April, June? No. 31 days in May.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So on May 31st, there's going to be about 16 posts on my Instagram of people just going, May, heart. And it's all different events in their life. I don't care. And then halfway through the month, we get a little special bit of content. It's May so far. It's like halfway through May, and it's a collage on your Insta story. May so far, which half of those photos will feature in the May dump, which I've already seen before, so I don't need to see them again in the dump. Leave me alone.
Can I just say, speak to anybody this morning that's fond of a dump or fond of a lately, I'm here for you. I want to know what you're talking about. Can we say good morning to Cav? He was on to us this morning from PKA Oyster Farm. Come on the sun, please, in Dungarvan. Morning, lads. Hope you're having a good day so far. Right, what are your social media icks? What makes you cringe like Killian? Everything that I put up, apparently. Let us know what yours is. 085 1029 103. Thursday morning across the southeast, it's Beat Breakfast. Sean Killian with you. What's wrong with you?
Do you feel a bit country now in your high boots there into that song? You could jive all night, no?
I tell you what I do feel. I feel like, well, I feel really tall, but also I don't know how people wear heels all day. Like, I'm, what is it? 7:17. My feet are killing me.
I had to bring in a hot water bottle for her because she couldn't walk. She couldn't walk.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Good morning. Wake up.
Right, we're letting Killian vent this morning and we are talking about the things on social media that make you cringe. We've listed off a few already and he's gone to town on people that do dumps and post their life lately because, whoa, that's a terrible crime, isn't it?
It's just cringy. Don't do it. I don't need to see it in my life.
Larry, you're going to hate me as well because I do this. I do all of them. I am cringe. Larry said, what about people who wish other people a happy birthday that are not on said social media platform, like happy second birthday, John? Hope you have a great day. I mean, John's never going to see it.
Yes, exactly. It's, I hate that. And especially when your parents or grandparents are not on social media, but you wish them happy birthdays as well. They're never going to see it. So whose personal gain is this?
What is wrong with me?
Just text them, ring up the phone and say, Mom, happy birthday. Don't post it on Facebook and expect a load of people to go, happy birthday to your nanny. Oh my God, she's lovely.
I love to see it. I love to see a nana and a granddad on Facebook or Insta.
If they're on the platform.
No, I loved, there's whatever. Mary from down the road didn't know that was her granny. Oh, she's lovely. Ah, she's lovely. She's lovely.
You have way too much time on your hands if you think that just because you see someone's grandparents, you're like, I never knew what they looked like now.
Yeah, I do. I think it's cute.
You get a better sense of that person altogether.
Go on, let your other one out.
My other one out is kind of similar to that one. Is when people like are in, they go to check in somewhere.
Oh, yeah. People don't do that as much anymore.
People do that.
Do they?
Yeah, yeah. Or people who post, you know, oh my God, had such a terrible day. I'm in such bad form, blah, blah, blah. I'm so angry, blah, 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 blah. This big long status post and someone will comment on it, you okay hon? And they'll reply under the comments and say, I'm grand, don't really want to talk about it. I'm like, what? You just posted it on Facebook.
Or they'll say like, DM me hon. Like, but there is that element of like, what is like oversharing? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And like, I think it depends. Like, the nosy part of me is intrigued into other people's lives. Do you know what I mean?
Can I give you one more?
Yeah, go
one
for
more.
It.
It's people who like spell, or not even spell, but grammatically phrase a sentence properly on social media. Like, use the full stops in the right place.
Like, oh, the punctuation thing.
I just think social media is not supposed to be that formal. Do you know? Have a laugh with it. Have some fun. Everything's not supposed to be, you know, like an English. Leaving our exam.
Okay, George is on the line. Go. George, okay. Good morning, mister. How are you?
Good, you're fine.
Yeah, we're good, hon. We're good. Happy Thursday. Happy Taylor Swift Day to you. What Taylor would you go to work as if you had the choice?
I'd probably have to go with Killian and Red.
Okay.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
A great album.
Yeah,
great
yeah.
album.
It would be good to have someone else on his team. tell me this. You have, this is actually Niall Powers. Like, he would be completely behind this one. What's your social media cringe moment?
It's the my baby's birthday at school photo post. It's just so cringe and tacky.
Oh,
it's sure. Like, could you imagine the poor child, like, going on social media when they're like when they're 19 and 20, and then seeing that their parents post a picture of them when they were like going to their first day of school? It's just horrifying, I think.
George, are you telling me that my daughter's going to divorce me when she's 18, 19? Is that what's going to happen?
Maybe, possibly.
It's just, do you know what happens with the first day at school thing? It's like the influx. There's so many of them. Like, you go on Facebook or Instagram and you're scrolling and it's just every second picture.
But you got to fight the urge not to post this. There's some things you just don't post on social media. That's one of them.
Okay. Oh, God. I
100% agree. I think it's a bit disgusting, really.
Killian!
I'm sure the poor child is out of no say in what photos go and where, especially when they're a young, young age. And then 18 years later, they're going, like, everyone's going to know they're on Facebook. Yeah, their photos all over the world.
I suppose it is something that's come into my head. Like, there is an argument for it because, they haven't asked to be put up. So I totally take your point on board, George. And you will be forever in my thoughts.
I don't mind.
Yeah.
I don't mind, like, the birthday photo. That's fine. But the first day in the school uniform, whether it be a creche or primary school or secondary school. No.
If it ever happens and you have a little one and you post on social media, I will be on to you and I will be reminding you of this very conversation.
That's grand.
Thanks very much for chatting to us.
Bye, hon. Bye.
Get up. I got you in the morning. Beat breakfast.
Okay, we're talking this morning about the little sounds. The little sounds around the house. Maybe in your car, maybe in work, maybe when you're out and about, like Killeen said, you're doing your shopping. That just go through you. They wreck your head. Mag was on to us. Our new alarm clock, 5:45 every morning. A woodpecker from the wood behind our house peck on the metal TV area on our room for 2 hours. That recording was taken from the bedroom. She sent us a little recording of it as well, but it's not coming through there. It's fairly harsh, shall we say. Sylvie was on. Tumble dryer keeps beeping until you take the clothes out, or even when you turn it off. It's even when the drying is done, it keeps going. And also her TV is wrecking her head at the moment.
I can understand the tumble dryer. They've got like a really high pitched ones, don't they? Like, I'm done. Neep,
neep. My tumble dryer is real silent.
Oh, yeah. Of course it is, because you live in the lovely castle that is Wexford.
I don't live in a castle.
And your big mansion with all your plants and all your servants to run around after you.
Yeah, my house is tiny.
Anyway, RL was on to us this morning and he says this is a particular sound that lorry drivers may get on a regular basis.
Good morning, lads. The most annoying sound, I think any truck driver can relate to this.
Okay.
If you're driving a DAF, and you hear that da-da-dum, da-da-dum, da-da-dum. That's the most annoying sound there is that a DAF truck makes out of anything. Smallest error, smallest thing, that's the noise they make.
Yeah, that is annoying. Danielle was on. The sound of my teenager saying chill out when I go into him every morning saying hurry up for school. Chill out. There's nothing worse than being told to chill out, is there?
Aisling as well was on. She said my kids followed up by this voice note.
Ma. That's my life.
Were like you one of those?
No, but I have one of those.
I am one of those.
Still?
Yeah.
Ah, Killeen.
Mom. Mom.
Killeen.
Mommy.
Killeen.
Yeah.
Can I just say, get up off the couch or off your bed and go into your mum?
What if I need loo roll? Or if I need a towel out shower?
No.
I'm not going to walk with my
no.
bits everywhere.
Maura's on the phone. Killeen.
Good morning to you, Maura.
Morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're good and we're good. Right, talk to us. Get it off your chest this morning. Let it out.
Oh, I just couldn't agree more with the appliances thing. Like any appliance in my house that's going to start beeping at me when I'm already on the edge, absolutely evicted out of my house. No way. Just cannot cope. Just trying to heat up my cup of coffee that I haven't gotten to drink.
Yeah.
Because of the mommy.
Yes, girl.
And then it starts going beep, beep, beep. Oh my God. The absolute intrusion on my privacy. No way.
Are
gone.
They so aggressive?
Evicted. So aggressive. So aggressive. Tone it down.
And do you know what the really funny thing now. Is? Like even, you know, I was saying about my Alexa and I know that I've said it. Like when you put your coffee into the microwave, like you know it's going to go off. You know it's coming. You're aware of it. And yet still when it happens, you're like, what are you doing
to me? No, just catches you unaware. No way. Yeah. The only warranted beeping, can I flip it over?
Yes.
When I leave my headlights on in the car.
Oh,
and
yeah.
it beeps to tell me. Yes. That's fine. Totally warranted. Totally warranted. Everything else gone. Gone.
Well, I have you there, Maura, because obviously you mentioned the mam, and it's quite incessant, isn't it? Like it's quite the sound.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm driving to work and I still hear it just in the back of my head.
Ghost, a little ghost noise, a phantom noise. They're not even there. That's worrying, isn't it?
It is worrying, yeah. And I'm glad I'm not alone. TJ was on to us just while I have you on the phone. TJ said, kids' toys. You know those toys that like nobody's in the room and yet suddenly you hear this
and
noise.
They just start.
It's the freakiest thing. Yeah. Okay, you get it.
I don't know. Out with all noises.
For your troubles this morning, you have got yourself a Beat Breakfast travel mug. Don't put it in the microwave.
I won't put it in the microwave, never.
Thanks
at least
so
my coffee
much.
Will be hot.
Have a good day, Ireland. Bye on Beat Breakfast.
With Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.